From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 60 people are now confirmed dead after a massive earthquake struck southern Mexico late Thursday. Authorities expecting that death toll could rise. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says the quake was bigger than a 1985 earthquake that killed thousands. This latest earthquake struck off Mexico's far southern Pacific coast, triggered a 1 meter high tsunami, but there was no immediate reports of tsunami damage. President Trump and his cabinet meeting today concerning Hurricane Irma, which is poised to slam into the U.S. state of Florida and has already killed at least 21 people in the Caribbean. Mark DeMaria is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
Because it's a large storm, we expect the conditions to last in South Florida for 24 to 36 hours. We also have to take into consideration that we expect this to remain a hurricane well up the coast and even into central and northern Florida into Monday time frame. And then further up, we expect this to be a possible rainfall threat into southeast U.S.
Irma has maximum sustained winds of 250 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say the storm, already regarded as the most powerful ever recorded in the Atlantic, expected to maintain its current level of strength as it approaches the U.S. The American ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, reminding Myanmar while Washington supports the fight against violence in northwestern Rakhine State, humanitarian aid must get through. The latest round of violence began August 25th. With a group of Rohingya insurgents carried out attacks to bring attention to their persecution. Subsequent clashes have left 400 dead. Many more have made their way to Bangladesh. This is